Would you turn your Bible with me to the book of Luke chapter 2?
我们看路加福音的第二章。
Luke chapter 2, reading from verse 25 to 35.
从二十五节到三十五节。
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, alike to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And then in verse 35, and he blessed the child and say, For this child is set for the rising and the falling again of many in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, the sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
路加福音的第二章二十五节到三十五节，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西念，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西念就用手接过他来，称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你名以色列的荣耀。在三十五节，西念给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子贝利是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
And tonight we entitled the sermon Walking in the Footsteps of Simeon.
今天晚上我们的主题是跟随西念的脚踪行。
Simeon is one of the very first example of a man that lived a life of prayer.
西念呢是第一个非常好的典范，是一个过着祷告生活的人。
He was such a man of prayer that he understood the divine plans and purposes of God.
他是一个祷告人，以至于他清楚明白神圣的计划，神的神圣计划和旨意。
He said this man was just and devout.
他说呢，这个人又公义又虔诚。
I believe that a true man and woman of God, they must be righteous before the Lord.
我相信真实的男男女女必须要在神的面前成为公义正直。
And the Bible says this man was very devout before the Lord.
那圣经他们告诉我们说，这个人在神面前非常的虔诚。
Do you know that I have seen Christians who are very devout before God.
你知道吗？我看过一些基督徒，他们真实在神面前是过虔诚生活的。
Unfortunately, I will tell you that the most devout ones that I ever seen is in the Roman Catholic faith.
很可惜的，我不得不这样说，我所看到的最虔诚人呢，通常呢都是在天主教信仰中的人。
When the Holy Spirit asked me to study the lives of the mystics.
当呢圣灵开始我要我来研究有关于一些神秘学的这种他们的一些光景
啊，这些奥秘派是不是
？OK， 奥秘派的。
And when I about to study of the life, they go and study the people in the Roman Catholic faith.
那我就开始好好的研究一些罗马信仰的人，不，天主教信仰的人。
You must understand that some of them are so godly, they are so devout in their love for Jesus.
有些人他实在非常的敬虔，而且他们非常的虔诚在爱耶稣的事上。
If you have met them, you will understand what I mean.
如果你遇见他们，你就明白我说什么。
If you have never met them, you will disagree.
如果你没有遇过他们，也许你不会同意。
And so this man Simeon was a very devout man.
所以西念他是一个非常虔诚的人。
That is what prayer do to a man's character.
事实上祷告就可以来建造一个人的个性。
It will cause you to be so devout, so in love with Jesus.
他叫你呢能够这么虔诚，而且深深爱上耶稣。
And the scripture tells us that this man was seeking the face of God for many years.
经节告诉我们说，这个人已经多年寻求主的面。
What motivated him to seek the face of God for so long？
到底是什么样的动机使得他有这样的动力，可以持续寻求神的面这么久呢
？And tonight you will also find the secret of how to maintain a vibrant prayer life。
今天晚上你也可以找到呢，如何拥有一个非常火热的祷告生活。
The Bible says in verse 26 that this man kept a hope。
这二十六节里面告诉我们，这个人呢，他们怀着盼望。
Because the Holy Spirit told him that he will not see death until his own eyes see the Messiah。
因为圣灵很清楚地告诉他说，除非眼见弥赛亚，他不会过世。
The goal of his prayer is that, Lord, I want to see the Messiah。
他祷告的目标就是说，主啊，我要看见弥赛亚。
You know, there was a great man of God from South Africa by the name of Andrew Murray。
南非洲来的一个非常有敬虔的神的仆人，名字叫做 Andrew。
And he was a mighty man of prayer。
他是一个祷告的神的大能的仆人。
Because he kept a hope burning in his heart。
因为他心中怀着一个盼望。
That revival fire will hit South Africa。
他深深知道复兴火焰要来袭击南非。
Every day he was in prayer。
每天都祷告。
His children was listening to the study room, and he could hear the loud crying and pleading of their own father.
他的孩子们经过他的书房的时候，都可以听见他父亲大声的哭求，以及在神面前的请求。
He kept that hope burning in his heart.
他的心中燃烧着一个盼望的火焰。
Do you know he waited for how long before the revival comes?
你知道他等候多久才看到复兴临到吗
？Want to make a guess how long he waited?
猜猜看好吗？
猜一猜 ，how long？十年二十年 He waited for 36 years.
他等候了36年
In 1840, the revival came.
在1840年的时候
Then the revival fire came.
那个火焰就光临
But what causes him to continue in prayer because of that hope of revival?
但是呢，为什么可能他可以持守在祷告里面？因为他知道有复兴的盼望。
If you were walking down the streets of Jerusalem and you saw Simeon praying, he was waiting before God.
你如果呢走在耶路撒冷街道上面，你遇见西面的话，他仍然坐在那个地方等候神。
Why was he waiting in prayer? Because there's a hope burning in his heart.
他为什么在那边祷告等候神？因为他心中有一个盼望。
The moment you lost the hope for something, you're withered in your prayer.
你一对某事失去了盼望，你的祷告就萎缩了。
I tell you, I'm waiting for the great hope of the divine timing in 2004. Hallelujah.
你知道吗？我现在所持的最大的盼望呢，就是整个神的最神圣的时刻，就是2004年领导。
I tell you, there is a hope burning in my soul.
我告诉你，我的灵里面呢，燃烧着一个盼望的火焰。
I pursue God because there's some dreams in my life.
我这么卖力的寻求神，因为我的里面有神来的梦想。
I pray that there will be divine shining light that will always burning bright in the soul of my temple.
我这样子祷告说，愿神的从天上来的这个火焰燃烧在我的神圣的殿中。
That every day you will expose the darkness in my soul.
每一天呢，我都愿意那个光来光照我里面魂里面的黑暗处。
Every day when I'm praying, I have this hope that there will be a divine revelation that will unfold the depths of God's word.
每天呢，我在神的面前祷告的时候，我都愿神来亲自来开启那神圣的时刻，就是神他自己的应许。
Every day when I was in prayer, there was a burning hope in my heart. You know why?
每一天祷告的时候呢，都有一个燃烧的一个盼望在我里面，你知道为什么吗
？Because I long to learn and tap on the hidden treasures of secret places in the heavenly realm.
因为我渴盼祈求能够连结于那天堂。奥秘隐藏的这个宝藏。
And many of you want to know many things in life, but for me, I want to know the glories of heaven.
你知道吗？或许你愿意得到世界上其他的东西，但是我告诉你，我所愿意得到就是天堂的荣耀。
My friend, heaven is very real.
我告诉你呀，亲爱的朋友，天堂是真真实实的。
I've seen heaven before.
我先前看过天堂。
I've been to heaven.
我也到过天堂。
But I'm not satisfied.
但是我还不够满足。
Let's press in for more.
我们要更多往前得到更多。
That's how you begin to be motivated in your prayer.
所以我们祷告的时候带着这么大的动机。
What are the goals and the dreams in your life?
究竟你生命中的目标跟梦想是什么呢？
Keep it burning alive.
要持续的让它燃烧起来。
Some of you are hoping for revival.
要叫你的里面的盼望可以复兴
起来。Then keep on praying.
继续不断的祷告。
Some of you are praying that your family will be saved.
好叫你的家人可以完全得救。
Then keep on praying.
继续不断的祷告。
Some of you are praying that God will change the heart of your husband. Then keep on praying.
你知道吗？那你的祷告呢，可以让神能够继续来改变你的丈夫，继续的祷告。
That kept Simeon praying and waiting for the consolation of Israel.
你知道吗？西面呢，他就是这样祷告，等候以色列的圣者来到。
Tonight I want to talk to you about my own little prayer journey.
今天晚上我要跟你们稍微分享一下我自己祷告的生涯。
And learning some of the principles that we can gather from Luke chapter 2.
那么你要怎么样得到一些原则？从路加福音二章里面你可以得着。
My search, my real search for God begins in early 1985.
在1985年的时候呢，是我初期寻求主面的时候。
There was a deep dissatisfaction in my soul.
那时候我灵魂里面有一个很深的不饱足。
And I sensed a deep poverty in my spirit.
我的灵里面深觉贫乏。
I realized there is spiritual bankruptcy in my life.
我知道我的属灵的生命实在是破产的。
I have a Bible.
我是有本圣经。
I attend church on Sunday.
我是礼拜天参加聚会。
I even attend Sunday class.
我甚至还参加主日学。
But there's something that say is missing in my life.
但是我就觉得在我生命里面好像错失了某种东西。
And so I begin to seek the face of God.
所以我开始来寻求神的面。
I tell you, once you come to such a state of condition,
我告诉你，当你达到这样的一个光景的时候，
your true search for God will begin.
你知道吗？你真实寻求主面的时间就开始了。
If you're living in a very comfortable environment,
如果你是活在一个舒爽的环境当中，
living a very blessed life.
你是活着一个充满祝福的生命。
You will never be motivated to search God.
你永远没有办法呢，得到这个动机，好好来寻求主面。
But when you meet crisis and troubles,
但是当你遇到灾难和危机的时候，
it will push you to look for God.
他就可以把簇拥你往前继续寻求。
And when you search for God, you will find that true happiness is not in things but in Jesus.
而当你真实寻找主的时候，你就发现他真实的极乐呢，乃是在乎耶稣基督，不在外面的事物。
And so I begin my search for God.
所以呢，我就持续的来寻求主面。
And I say, Lord, where are you?
我说主啊，你在哪儿呢？
I know about you in the Bible.
圣经中我知道你。
But I want to know you. Are you real?
但是我要真真实实的认识你是否是真实的呢？
Are you living and are you alive?
你真实活着，你真实是苏醒着的吗？
And so I began to pray.
所以我就开始来祷告。
But I was a Presbyterian believer.
好，我是一个长老会的教友。
All that I can pray, the maximum is 15 minutes.
我所能够祷告最长的时间是15分钟。
And I do not know how to carry on.
然后我不晓得该如何继续祷告。
And one day, an elder of a charismatic church.
有一天呢，一个灵恩派的一个牧师来找我。
He said, "Brother, you are searching for God."
他说：“弟兄啊，你在寻求主吗？”
You need something to help you to search for God.
你需要某种东西帮助你来寻求主面。
Come with me to a Wednesday night prayer meeting.
好，你来参加我们礼拜三晚上的祷告聚会。
And so I went there, and suddenly I received the gift of speaking in tongues.
那我去了，突然间我就领受到说方言的恩赐。
Now, with this gift, doesn't make you spiritual.
有这样的恩赐并不是叫你马上成为属灵人。
Some people have this gift and they live a horrible life.
有些人得到这个恩赐，但是他们过的生活是凄凄惨惨。
But what I'm saying that this gift can help you in your prayer life.
我说是这种恩赐可以帮助你呢，增进你的祷告生活。
And so with this gift, I begin to search for God in prayer.
所以有这样的恩赐，我就开始祷告中寻求主的面。
One day when I read the Bible in Matthew 26 verse 40, he said,Verse 41, could you not tarry with me for an hour?
26:40, which verse? 马太福音26章40节的时候，他说：“你们不能够多多等候我一小时吗？”
And suddenly I realized Jesus was calling his disciples and myself to go into an hour of prayer.
所以突然之间我就明白神乃是呼召他的门徒以及我这个人呢进入一个小时的祷告生活里面。
And so I said, Lord, I will pray.
所以我说主啊我愿意祷告。
Because in prayer will I find you.
因为在祷告中我才找得找你。
And I make a declaration.
结果呢，我就做了一个装饰。
I say, I will pray 1 hour a day.
我说呢，我每天呢要做
I feel so heroic, I'm like a hero. 1 hour a day.
我这时候做这个承诺，一个天一个小时祷告的时候，我觉得好像是英雄一般。
啊，大英雄一样。
啊，大英雄。
啊，雄气很大哈。
有气概的。
And then when I went in and prayed.
然后当我进入祷告的时候。
And so I begin my journey of prayer.
我就开始了祷告生涯。
I went to pray not because of anything. I was searching for reality in Christianity.
我在祷告并不是为寻求外面的东西，乃是寻求基督教里面真实的含义。
I could not find satisfaction in knowledge and doctrines.
在一些知识上面、教育上面，我没有办法得着宝足。
I want something more real.
我需要能够得着更真实的东西。
And so I begin to pray.
所以我开始来祷告。
And as I begin to pray and pray, pray with all my heart.
当我祷告、祷告、全心来祷告。
Pray and pray.
再祷告，再祷告。
With everything that I have.
我所拥有一切都使上力气了。
And I walk out of my prayer room.
然后我就走出我的祷告室。
But when I look at the clock.
当我看在时钟。
Alama.
What?
It's less than half an hour.
哎呦，还不到半小时呢。
From a hero, I become a zero.
哇，成为英雄，我就成为零鸭蛋了。
零蛋啊，
零鸭蛋啊，鸡蛋也可以。
Lord, why?
主啊，为什么呢？
I said, never mind.
我说没关系。
I will pray 1 hour tomorrow.
今天我再继续祷告一小时。
And so I came again.
然后我再度进入祷告室。
And I began to pray.
开始来祷告。
And I began to pray.
当我开始祷告的时候。
Pray like a hero.
好像英雄气概般的祷告。
With everything that I have.
使上所有的力气，
哇，九牛什么力啊？
九牛二虎之力，
吃奶
之力。
吐了。Pray everything。
好，尽上所有心力祷告。
And I say I'm exhausted。
非常的疲惫。
And I open the door。
我打开这个祷告室的门。
阿拉巴。
哇。
It's only 35 minutes。
才35分钟呢。
And my faith sank。
我的信心就下跌了。
I felt so。Discouraged.
我真的觉得好失望。
I felt a bit frustrated.
我觉得非常的沮丧。
It's impossible to fulfill Jesus' command to pray 1 hour a day.
根本不可能去履行耶稣的命令，一天祷告一个小时啊。
I said, never mind. I will do it because I am Jesus' disciple.
好，我说没关系，我是耶稣的门徒，继续做。
Next day I came again.
隔天我又来了。
But I did not proclaim the 1 hour.
但是呢，我呢，这一次呢，不敢宣告说我要一个小时了。
I went in and pray.
好，我进去祷告。
And I pray and I pray and I pray.
祷告，祷告，再祷告。
And then finally, when I opened the door.
然后最后，终于我打开门的时候。
With one eye peek through that closed door and look at the clock.
我就呢半睁着一只眼睛透过门缝来看那个时钟。
哎呦呦 ，Why you so slow？
哎呦呦，这是国台语啊！他说为什么时钟走得这么慢
？Why this is must be an old grandfather clock？
哦，这个时钟啊，大概是老旧坏了。
Move so slow？
怎么走得这么慢呢
？It was only 40 minutes。
才不过40分钟。
And at that moment, I felt that I want to give up that prayer。
那时候我就真想放弃每天祷告一个小时的承诺。
Suddenly a thought came into my mind.
突然间我心中有一个意念。
Why don't you pray and if you cannot reach 1 hour, stay in the room until 1 hour is up?
他说呢，为什么不你就进去祷告，不管你祷告多久，如果不到，你就待在房间等到一个小时再出来好了。
And so I begin to do that.
我就开始这样做。
I cannot finish my prayer, but I stay in the room for 1 hour.
好，我就真真实实祷告完之后，就待在房间里头，等到一个小时结束才出来。
And then I found out that I could make it after 1 month.
然后我就发现到，竟然一个月之后呢，我就可以做得来了。
I learned that if anyone wants to be successful in prayer, they must learn to develop stamina.
那我就发现到任何人如果愿意持续的持守的祷告的话，他必须要来建造一种祷告的意志力。
你的中气不够，
中气不足，
哈，
里面的中气不足，不够体力 ，stamina 体力。
不然的话，你祷告就变成倒呼啊，软绵绵的、
这个一定要用国语了，台语了。
You begin very soft like a jelly。
你就好像果冻一样的软软的软趴趴的。
And so I understood that prayer is hard work and labor.
所以我就知道祷告呢是苦力啊，是劳力的事啊。
But because there was a hope in my soul.
可是因为灵魂里面带着一个盼望。
I told myself the reason I pray is because I am searching for something.
我呢跟自己的一个理由就是说我为什么要祷告，因为我要寻求某种真实的东西。
that something kept my prayer life alive.
是呢，这样的特别我特定的我想要得着的东西，使得我的祷告生活可以持续。
I say until I reach this goal I must not give up.
他说除非我达到这个目标，我绝不轻言放弃。
My goal was that I'm in search of a God that I want to know him.
我的目标就是我愿意来寻求我的主，我想更深认识他。
And during that time when I was in a 1 hour, I couldn't finish the 1 hour.
那在那个时刻，就是我一个小时之内，我根本没有办法达成那个祷告。
And the Holy Spirit inspired me, said, "Why don't you pass time by reading books?"
那呢，圣灵又启示我说，哎呀，那个时间你怎么打发呢？你就看个书吧。
And so I began to read books only on prayer.
所以呢，我就单单读了有关于祷告主题的书籍。
I began to read books on prayer that would stimulate my faith and encourage my walk.
我开始呢就读一些有关于祷告的书籍，鼓励我啊，激励我继续呢行走祷告。
My friend, reading books on prayer is very important to develop and encourage your prayer life.
你知道吗？有关于祷告的书籍，你来看的时候可以鼓励你呢，持守这样的祷告生活。
In my little library, there's only over 30 books on prayer.
Excuse me?
Only 30 books on prayer.
好。在我的那个书，我所拥有的书籍当中只有30本书是有关祷告。
But I read the books on prayer.
但是我就读呢这有关祷告的书籍。
My friend, if you want to grow spiritual, learn to read books.
我亲爱的朋友，如果你想要属灵的话，多多读有关于属灵的书籍。
Don't read novels, read spiritual books.
别读小说啊，言情小说之类的，多多读属灵书籍。
Recently, I just buy over $1,000 on books.
好，所以呢，我才超过超过$1,000买书。
In my library, there's a very small, over 1,000 books.
好，在我自己本身所用的书呢，大概是差不多1,000多本书。
But I'm reading.
但是我真的读。
Because it stimulates my faith.
因为它可以来激发我的信心。
You know there's a man by the name of Kenneth Hagin.
有一个人叫做 Kenneth Hagin.
I read his testimony once.
有一次我听他的见证。
He said that in my luggage.
他说在我的行李箱里头
I travel from place to place to preach the gospel.
我呢各地去传扬福音。
I will never forget to read, bring books along.
我永远不会忘记的带一些属灵的书籍同行。
Books that will stimulate my faith, books that will encourage me in the flow of divine healing.
这些属灵的书籍呢，他们可以来鼓励我，激发我祷告，而且更多的有信心来做神圣的医治。
My friend, grab a good book on prayer.
好，亲爱的朋友，好好找一些有关于祷告的好书籍。
Because prayerful Christian will challenge and motivate your faith.
因为呢，那些有祷告灵性生命的基督徒，他们所写出来的书可以来激发你，可以来鼓励你。
Recently, I brought some books that cover a span of 400 years about over 50 men and women that pray.
最近我买了一本书籍呢，就是在400年当中有超50个男男女女呢，他们祷告的生活和经验。
We must have examples that will encourage our faith.
我们必须要能看见有这些好的典范，好叫我们持续祷告。
And so I began to read the books in prayer.
所以我就开始读有关于祷告的书籍。
And the more I read those books,
我越多读那些书。
The more I shandai shandai,
我就越多的shandai shandai是什么？
The more I felt encouraged to pray,
我就越多被鼓励来祷告。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
And so I began to pray.
所以我开始来祷告。
And I broke through that 1 hour.
啊，结果就突破一小时。
I said Hallelujah.
我说 Hallelujah.
Truly, I'm a disciple of Jesus.
确确实实，我真成了耶稣的门徒了。
Hey, I pray 1 hour.
我真祷告一个小时呢。
And suddenly the Holy Spirit whispered.
突然间，圣灵轻声细语跟我说话。
Do you love Jesus?
孩子啊，你爱耶稣吗
？I say, Lord, yes.
我说主啊，是的。
Then would you not tarry for another hour?
那你愿否再持续多一个小时呢
？My knees almost tremble and fall.
好，我双膝呢，完全的颤抖，差点跪下来。
How to pray 2 hours?
怎么可能祷告两个小时、啊、
But I knew I heard the voice of God.
但是我真实知道听到神的声音。
I said, Lord, you must help me.
我说主啊，你必要帮助我。
And so I begin my journey of praying 2 hours a day.
所以我开始呢，我祷告生涯每天祷告两个小时。
And I tell you, it's so discouraging when I open the door, Alamak, the clock is so slow.
你知道吗？实在是很沮丧的一个经验呢、啊。每次我一祷告完，打开门看那个时钟，哇，那闹钟走的可真慢呐、啊。
But I tell myself, I must beat the clock.
但是呢，我跟自己说，我一定要打败那个老钟。
That old clock, I'm young, I can beat it.
喊那中东老了，我年轻的很，可以打败他。
And so I said, Lord, I must break through.
我说主啊，我必得突破才行啊。
And so I pray.
所以我就祷告。
And eventually I broke the 2 hours.
最终我突破两个小时大关。
I said, Hallelujah.
我说 Hallelujah.
And guess what?
直到什么嘛？
The Holy Spirit whispered.
圣灵又轻声细语说话了。
He said, "My son, do you love Jesus?"
他说，我的孩子啊，你爱耶稣吗？
I said, "Lord, I love him."
我说，主啊，我真爱他呀。
Then would you not tarry for another hour?
愿我再多持续一个小时呢。
哇，真麻烦啊！
哇，真这样麻烦啊！
哇 ，Then Lord, I said, "Lord, how can a man pray for 3 hours?"
我说，主，我怎么可能呢？真的三个小时的祷告啊！
你要我的命吧？
神下不歪歪你啊！
But I knew that I heard the voice of God.
但是我真是听到神的声音了。
So I began to pray.
所以我就开始继续祷告。
And I don't know how, but I managed to break through the 3 hours.
也不晓得怎么搞的，真的突破了。
I said, Lord, I finished 3 hours.
我说主啊，哎，我真达成任务了。
Here goes again.
又一次。
The Holy Spirit came.
圣灵又来了。
He said, Son.
我说我的孩子。
I said, I know what you're asking.
我说。我知道了，你不要再求我了。
I answer for you now.
我现在就回答你了。
Could you not tarry for another hour?
你能不能再继续一个小时啊？
And the Holy Spirit said, Yes, my son.
好，圣灵说呢，是啊。
So love him, stay behind.
好，所以爱他呢，忘记背后。
And I said, Yes, Lord.
好，然后说主啊，是的，我往前。
And so I begin the journey for 4 hours in prayer.
所以我继续四个小时祷告生活。
Then I understood.
然后我就明白了。
That my own prayer meeting in my own room with God is my funeral meeting.
好，我就发现到我自己个人的，在我的祷告室的祷告生涯，事实上呢，是一个追思礼拜聚会。
But do 啊，就是要死啊 ，for funeral.
好，是准备要追思的，要送葬的。
I said, Lord, you want my life.
我说主啊，你真是要我的命啊。
No man can pray so long.
没有人可以祷告这么久的啦。
I said, Lord, I'm going to die.
我说主啊，我真的要死了。
And the Holy Spirit said, quickly go and die.
啊，圣灵说啊，很快你就会真死了。
And I realized that the more you pray, there's only one way out. You will have to learn to die.
好，我就发现他说，你越多祷告呢，最终你只有一条出路，
because
就是你找我必须要先死掉。
Because the flesh hates prayer.
因为我们的肉体啊，非常恨恶祷告。
If you don't believe me, next morning you watch your body. Your body says, "Don't wake up lah." 5:10, the announcement will come again to pray.
你若不相信的话，隔天早上你起来，清晨起来的时候呢，你就会说啊，五点了，那个钟又要闹我们起来了。
And your flesh doesn't like to pray.
你的肉体不喜欢祷告。
So the more you pray, you are in a spiritual battle, the flesh and the spirit warring.
所以你越多祷告呢，你就进入了属灵的征战，就是肉体跟那个圣灵呢在那边相交相战。
The desires of the flesh warring against the desires of your spirit.
肉体的情欲呢跟圣灵的工作彼此相争。
Now when you are in such a war, what must you do?
当你有这样的征战的时候，你该怎么做呢？
Now there was a story about an Eskimo was in a gambling for a bet.
好，那呢有这么一个故事，爱斯基摩人呢，他们在赌博，希望能够赌下注的那个赌物是一只蝙蝠。
But Christian don't get into gambling.
哎，基督徒千万不可以赌博啊。
But I'm going to show you an illustration.
但是我现在只是举个例子来说。
Every time he bet on the dog's fight, his dog always wins.
每次呢，他如果赌他的点是五点数的时候呢，他就一定赢。
Say, how come you always win?
他说怎么可能老是赢呢？
He said very simple.
他说很简单啊。
Now if I want the white dog to win,
如果呢，
the dog,
我希望狗能够赢。
If I want the dog to win, it's very simple.
他们是 the dog racing or something?
Dog fighting.
Fighting, okay, 好，是斗犬啊。斗犬，他说如果我愿意这只狗呢能够打赢的话。
In Philippines they have the cock fight.
好，菲律宾呢他们是斗公鸡。
In Alaska they have the dog fight.
好，在阿拉斯加他们是斗狗。
And so how they win is this? They say very simple.
我说你们怎么赢成这样的一个征战呢？
Now if a black dog and a white dog fight.
他说如果白狗跟黑狗打架。
If I want the white dog to win.
我想白狗赢的话。
I will starve the black dog. Don't give him food.
我就呢不让白狗吃东西。
黑狗不要给它吃东西。
黑狗啊，白狗。 黑狗啊。
The black dog, I refused to feed the black dog. And I fed the white dog with plenty of good food.
啊，他呢就不喂黑狗，他就只单单喂，啊，喂黑狗不喂白狗，喂
不不不，喂白狗不会喂黑狗啊。
不会下赌注就是这样。
Then on that day, you know that because the dog do not have enough to eat, they will be very weak.
所以呢，他那个天呢，他们要比赛的时候，那黑狗没吃东西，一定非常身体体力不支。
So when they fight, of course the white dog wins.
那当一打架呢，白狗就赢了。
So this illustration we can put it into our prayer life.
这个解释呢，可以用来来阐明祷告生活。
We starve our flesh and feed our spirit.
我们就是要使我们肉身受饥饿，我们要喂养我们的灵。
The more we pray,
我们越多祷告的时候，
the flesh will get weaker.
肉体的活动就要削弱。
And so we pray more, and it will starve the flesh.
所以我们越多的祷告呢，就呢使肉体挨饿。
And then I discovered something.
然后我就发现了一件事情。
I discovered that the more I pray, the more I love.To pray.
我发现我越多祷告，我就真爱上祷告。
And I discover that long hours of prayer cultivate spiritual desires in our soul.
那我就发现长时间的祷告呢，可以来开发那个里面属灵的渴求。
What I don't like, now I love. What I hate, what I don't like.I love. What I like, I don't like now.
我以前不喜欢了，现在喜欢了。我以前喜欢了，现在不喜欢了。
What I love to do, the things of the world, I no longer get interested in.
我以前喜欢世间的一些活动，现在不再有任何兴趣了。
Now I get more interested in the things of God.
我现在更多对属灵的事情有兴趣。
I realized that there were spiritual desires growing in my soul.
我清楚明白那属灵的渴求呢，不断的成长生发在我的里面。
And then that spiritual desire.You begin to feed me and influence my life.
当那属灵的渴求开始充满我，而且影响我的生活的时候
，I come to such an extent in prayer.
我就到达一个这样的一个祷告的一个地步。
That if one day I don't pray, I feel I'm falling sick.
如果有一天我没有祷告，我就觉得我好像病了一样。
I felt that something is uncomfortable, something is wrong with me.
我就觉得说好像我全身不舒服，好像里面不对劲。
Have you noticed that the first time you enter a church on Sunday, you drag yourself to church?
你有没有记得，当你第一次去教会聚会的时候，你开着车子进入教会里头？
But when you become regular goer into Sunday service, Sunday after Sunday, for 1-2 years, and suddenly one day if you don't go to church,You feel something is wrong with you.
刚开始的时候，也许呢，并不是呢非常习惯。但是呢，你如果一两年持续不断的去，有那么一天呢，你没有去上教堂的时候，你就觉得好像有点不太对劲。
Same thing in prayer.
同样的事情也是在祷告。
Once you get into prayer and develop a habit,
你一旦进入祷告生活，养成一个习惯
，that habit will influence your entire life.
这样的一个习惯可以影响你一生。
So when people say, what is the secret of prayer?
所以当有人问说祷告的秘诀在哪里？
You must pray until you develop a habit.
你必须要祷告到你养成一个习惯。
And so I pray.
所以我祷告。
And then suddenly when I pray for 4 hours.
然后突然今天当我祷告四个小时的时候。
And the Holy Spirit began to do something again.
圣灵开始要做某一些工了。
Guess what he said?Go on, go on.
继续吧，往前吧。
And so I begin to go on.
所以我就持续往前。
By the help of the Spirit.
靠着神的灵。
I know that in me, I have no desire, no strength to go for so long.
我知道在我呢，在我靠着我的力气，靠着我的渴求，根本没有办法走得那么久。
Every time I break.A new 1 hour barrier, I say, Lord, it's impossible.
每一次呢，我要往前再迈向一步的时候，我都说主啊，这是不可能啊。
I say, Lord, it's impossible.
我说呢，这是不可能啊。
But I broke through.
但是我真实突破了。
Every hour.
每一个
小时。5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours.
5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours.
And I discover I broke through in prayer.
然后我就发现到我真实在祷告的事上有所突破。
I discovered that breakthrough in prayer is breaking your mental barrier.
我发现呢，在那样的一个祷告中有突破的时候，就可以突破我们的心思的障碍。
Because your mind say it is impossible.
因为我们的思想会告诉我们说那是不可能的事情。
Your mind will fight you and say it cannot be done.
里面的思想会告诉你说呢，那是不可能的事情，做不来。
But when you persevere in prayer, you will break through the mental barriers.
但是当你持守坚持祷告的时候，你可以突破你的心思障碍。
And you will develop tenacity and perseverance.
然后你就可以呢，发展出呢这样的一个持守性，看规律性。
And you will develop strong willpower.
而且你里面呢会有一个刚强的意志力。
You know when I was leading 20 disciples in prayer.
你知道当我在训练门徒祷告的时候。
Every one of them said, Pastor, it's impossible to pray for 1 hour.
每个人都告诉我说，牧师啊，不可能祷告一个小时的。
And within 2 years, I led them into a 7 hours prayer every Saturday.
结果你们知道吗？经过了一年之后。我竟然可以带领他们每个礼拜六的时候祷告2个小时以上，
7小时、
祷告7个小时以上。
And they broke through the barrier.
啊，这真实呢突破障碍了。
They say, Pastor, I never dreamed that I can pray so long.
好，那牧师说，他们说牧师啊，我根本没有期待说我可以祷告的那么久。
And then the Lord challenged my heart.
然后主再度的挑战我的心。
Then I go further.
继续往前迈进。
And so I begin to pray 8 hours, 10 hours, 14 hours.
所以最后就持续祷告8小时、10小时、14小时。
And every day is always 7-8 hours a day before the presence of God.
每一天呢都至少8个小时坐在神的同在中。
And I begin to pray and I begin to discover secrets in prayer.
我开始继续当祷告以后，我就发现到祷告的秘诀。
I begin to understand that there are many marvelous blessings in prayer.
我发现在这祷告当中，我可以得到许多奇妙的祝福。
And the Lord began to teach me about the beauty of tongues.
主呢，就开始教导我有关方言的美丽之处。
And I begin to understand that in order to pray long hours, I must have melody in my tongue.
我就发现到当我要持续很久的祷告的时候，我必须要呢在方言里头有某种持续的音调。
Then I must learn to sing in tongues.
我必须要学会用方言来歌唱。
And while I was praying, I began to learn what it means to have diversities of tongues.
当我呢再继续用方言祷告的时候，我就清楚慢慢的学会说，原来方言呢还分着各种不同的类型。
Not only this, I discovered that the longer I pray,The more spiritual desires was born in my heart.
不单是这个样子，我发现到我越多祷告的时候，那属灵的渴求、灵性上的渴求越发激升在我的里面。
I begin to find out that I begin to develop delight in prayer.
我发现我逐渐的发展出一种呢喜悦祷告的心情。
Now I'm not forced to pray. Now I love to pray.
现在我不再是被勉强去祷告，我乃是。极其喜欢祷告。
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy, 好吃，好吃。
Ah, the feeling is wonderful in prayer.
你知道吗？这种感觉实在是太棒了。
Last time when I go into my prayer closet, it was a long papaya face baptized in vinegar.
好，他先前他祷告进入祷告室的时候，他整个脸呢是木瓜脸、愁眉苦脸。
But now when I go into prayer, it was a watermelon face smiling.
好，但是呢，我现在进入祷告室的时候，我现在是。西瓜脸是微笑的脸，满面春风。
It's time for prayer. La 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 la.
哇，祷告时间到了。La la la la.
It was such a delight.
真是喜乐以及。
Because the strong desires now is my motivation factor.
现在呢，我这里面的最深的这种渴求，属灵上的渴求，就是我祷告里面所带的动机。
Now nobody have to force me now.
现在没有人需要来勉强我了。
I just love to pray more than anything else.
我现在爱上祷告超过其他一切。
In fact, I share nothing else but prayer to all my friends.
事实上呢，我跟我同学分享，朋友分享，不再分享任何事，只有祷告。
And I begin to discover that the best meeting that I love to attend is a prayer meeting.
那我发现我最喜欢参加的聚会就是祷告聚会。
And then I found out something.
然后我后来发现一些事情。
Then when I was in prayer.
当我在祷告的时候。
Oh, my mother would say, it's time to eat your dinner.
我的妈妈就告诉我说，晚餐时间到了。
Oh, it's such a great reluctance to leave the prayer closet.
我真是心不甘情不愿要离开祷告室。
哎呀，依依不舍的。
依依不舍。
Then I felt that Holy Spirit, I have to go now.
圣灵啊，我现在得离开一点。
But I'll come back very fast.
但是很快就回来了。
I quickly eat my dinner.
我赶快去匆匆忙忙吃顿晚餐。
And after that, quickly go back. Here I am again.
然后呢，吃完就赶快又回祷告室，说我又来了。
Oh, I enjoy prayer.
我真是享受祷告啊。
Prayer closet, it seems to have a magnet that will attract my soul.
那祷告室就好像一个大磁铁一样，可以吸引我的灵魂。
Every day I wake up in the morning.
每天清晨起来的时候
，I just want to pray.
我就是。只想祷告。
There seems to be something that is drawing my soul.
好像有种东西就不断的吸引，拉住我的灵魂。
That's the reason why when Jesus prayed, he has such a delight talking to the Father.
所以呢，耶稣当他祷告的时候，事实上他非常喜悦跟天父聊天。
And then when I begin to get into the presence of God,
然后呢，进入到神的同在里面。
I begin to soak in the presence.
我就开始啊、能够。完全浸透在神的同在的里面。
I begin to enjoy the presence of God.
我开始享受神荣耀的同在。
I will become like a sponge. I absorb every moisture of God's presence.
我就好像一块海绵一样的，把神的每一滴点的同在全部把它吸收进去。
Oh, when I come to that point, it's no longer praying my petition prayer.
好，当我呢，我已经祷告到一个地步呢，不再做那个请求的祷告。
But I was there enjoying basking in the sunlight of His presence.
爱是在那边享受在沐浴在他那样的日头般的神的同在里面。
Every day is me and you, you and me.
每天就只有你和我，我和你。
And many times I will say, flying kiss to Jesus.
很多时候我都跟耶稣说，耶稣啊。
Because now prayer is a love affair.
因为现在呢，祷告成为谈恋爱的时候了。
Now prayer becomes a romance.
现在祷告的时候呢，就成为浪漫史了。
Jesus is my darling.
耶稣是我所亲爱的。
I remember on the Valentine's Day, I buy a flower for Jesus.
我记得呢，在情人节的时候呢，我就买花送给我的耶稣。
I say the world remember Valentine's Day for their lover, but I remember you, Lord.
我说那世界的人记得呢，要买花送给他的情人，但是主啊，我永远记得你啊。
One of my disciples so caught up with this idea, she went and buy a wedding ring on Valentine's Day. Say, Jesus, I'm married to you.
好了，甚至呢，他跑去买那个订婚戒指，然后呢，啊，到耶稣面前说，耶稣啊，我就是嫁给你了。
Wow, prayer is wonderful.
哇，祷告实在妙透了。
But then I begin to realize.
然后后来我就明白。
The more I soak in prayer.
我越多浸透在祷告的里面。
The more I abide in prayer.
我就越多的住在祷告的里头。
The more I live a life of prayer.
我越多呢住在祷告的生活里面。
Suddenly the desire becomes a hunger and thirst in my soul.
突然间这种渴求呢就成为。又饥又渴在我的灵魂里面。
Suddenly I realized that I want Jesus more than anything else.
突然之间我就发现到呢，我要耶稣胜过世上任何其他一切。
That now Jesus is my all in all.
耶稣是我全所有的一切。
Suddenly I said, Lord, I want more of you, more.
突然之间我就跟耶稣说，耶稣，我要更多、更多、更多的你。
That was what I come for. I don't come for things, but I come for God.
我到你跟前来，我不求任何其他，我只来寻求主你。
And strange things begin to happen.
而奇妙事情就发生了。
The more I pray,
我越多的祷告。
The more I get hungry,
我越多的饥渴。
The more I get more thirsty,
我越多的渴求。
The more that I want Jesus,
我越多的想要得着耶稣。
The hunger begin to grow in my heart.
这样的饥渴就生发在我的里头。
Come to such a point that nothing has shaken me from the life of prayer.
以至于呢，再没有任何事情可以震动我生祷告的生活。
Then I begin to realize.
然后我就明白一件事情。
That when I begin to live a life of prayer.
当我活出祷告生活的时候。
I begin to harvest the blessings of a prayerful life.
我就开始能够收割因为祷告生活所带下来的丰盛的生命。
There are 8 effects of prayer that I'm going to share with you.
好，在祷告生活可以带出八种果效。
My friend, my little journey of prayer, I just covered 8 points.
我现在朋友啊，我的祷告生涯现在才到第八点。
Now we're going to talk about the 8 effects of prayer.
那现在我要跟你们分享一下祷告所带出的八种果效。
And so we're going to discover from the book of Luke chapter 2 that this man called Simeon discovered the benefits of prayer.
所以路加福音第二章里面我们要谈谈西面这个人，他已经发现到呢，在祷告当中所能够得着的一切丰盛。
This man Simeon, he began to operate in the gifts of God.
好，这里所 所运作的那个时刻。
He was able to find Jesus in the crowd.
他那个他可以在人群当中找着耶稣。
You know, when I first learned to pray,
当我起初学会祷告的时候
I prayed 3 hours, 4 hours.
祷告三个小时四个小时的时候
Then the first gift began to operate in my life.
结果呢开始就有第一个恩赐运作在我的生命里
Nobody laid hand on me.
都没有人为我按手祷告
But when I was in prayer, the Lord anointed me.
但是当我祷告的时候主亲自来恩膏我
And the eyes, the spiritual eyes began to be opened.
结果属灵眼睛就打开了
And I began to see into the spiritual world.
我开始看见灵界里面的事情。
And the gift of discerning of spirits began to operate.
而辨别注意的恩赐开始就运作在我的生命里面。
I was praying in a room.
我在房间里头祷告。
I was praying past midnight.
好，经过祷告到午夜。
It was in an island.
好，那是在一个岛上。
And then I heard.
然后我听见，
鬼呀、
啊，很清楚。
I heard cries, wailing cries of women.
我听到那个女人哀嚎的声音。
And straight away, my heart, dum, 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 dum,
马上我的心呢、啊，咚咚咚咚咚咚。
鬼呀、啊！
鬼呀、啊、
！Then I begin to be bold and I open the door.
然后呢，我就刚强壮胆打开门。
轻啊轻啊，无大事。
轻啊轻啊，不知道是什么。
Then I pray again.
然后再祷告。
I begin to hear the cries again.
再听到那个哭嚎声。
There is ghosts.
又鬼又来了。
And I open the door.
打开了门。
Nobody is out there.
没有人在外头。
I close the door.
关上门。
I listen.
注意聆听。
No noise, no voice.
没声音，没吵杂声。
The moment I start to pray.
我开始祷告。
Here it comes again.
又来哀嚎。
And this time it's worse.
这一次更惨了。
It's not one woman, it's not two women.
不是一个女人的哭嚎声，两个女人的哭嚎声。
I said, Lord, I can't take it.
我说主啊，我无法忍受啊。
And the more I pray,
我越多的祷告。
I saw two women with two child standing outside the door.
我就看到两个女人带两个孩子站在门外。
Lord, what are they doing there?
我说为什么他们要这样做呢？
I said, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
说耶稣羔羊的宝血，羔羊的宝血。
And I opened the door.
然后打开那个门。
Nobody there.
没有人在那里。
I closed the door.
把门关上。
But when I pray,
当我祷告的时候
，My spiritual eyes was open.
我属灵眼睛就打开了。
I able to discern spirits standing outside the door.
我可以辨明呢，那有那个邪灵站在外头。
When you begin to pray, you begin to understand there are things very active in the spirit world.
当你继续祷告的时候，你就可以在属灵眼睛中看到有很多的东西呢都运作在灵界的里头。
That's now after prayer, the deliverance among the people.
好，那呢，这不是在说我们做完那个释放之后的那样的事。
I saw a dog, a spirit of a dog was standing around.
You mean after the deliverance?
Yes,
okay.
Standing around
在释放完之后，他就看到有一在灵界里面有一只狗。
And this dog was having a cigarette in his mouth.
这只狗啊，嘴巴叼着一根香烟。
And then later I saw a fox was running around and ran out.
然后呢，我就看到有一只狐狸呢，它呢，转一圈然后跑掉了。
And then I saw two familiar spirits were standing around. It's of a religion, I cannot mention name. They were standing around looking at us.
然后我就看到呢，有两个邪灵就站在外头。
And then when I was walking in the back and sit at the back,
当然了，我坐到后头去的时候
，I turned behind and I saw something.
我回头一看，就看到某种东西。
济公是不是？
济公。
啊，济公。Actually, he was sitting at the back.
我就看他坐在后头。
And then when I sit in the front, he was there in the crowd looking at me.
然后当我坐到前头之后，他又坐到上头去看着我。
There are things going on in the spirit world.
你知道吗？在灵界里头，真的有很多东西在不断的卖力运作。
You begin to see into the world of spirit, demons, power, and even the good things of the Lord.
你知道吗？当你属灵眼睛一打开的时候，你就看到很多邪灵的工作，很多的那种，甚至是圣灵的工作。
There was a demon that carried a very huge axe in his hand.
有一个邪灵，他手中拿了一个大斧头。
It was a spirit of hatred.
那是恨恶的邪灵。
And there was such violence in his eyes.
他眼中充满了凶暴。
And so I saw them left.
所以呢，我就要他离开。
So you can see into the world of the spirit.
所以你可以看到灵界里面所有的东西。
Tomorrow we will share more on that.
明天会更多分享有关这方面的事。
And then I begin to discover the second effects of prayer.
然后我就开始发现到呢第二种祷告的果效。
Spiritual sensation that will guide us in the things of this life.
就是那属灵的感官呢，它就可以带领我们呢，能够进入我们的生活里头。
The more you are prayerful, the more you find easy to receive divine guidance.
你越多的祷告，你就发现越容易能够得到从天上来的带领。
It was so easy for Simeon.
对西米而言非常容易。
In verse 27, the Bible says he was led by the Spirit into the temple.
二十七节谈到说呢，是圣灵引领他进入圣殿当中。
He was led easily by the Spirit.
他是很容易就被圣灵引领了。
The more you learn to pray, the more you understand the will of God for your life.
你越多的祷告，你越多明白神在你身上要成全的旨意。
When I finish the 12 things that I have in my life, I'm ready to go home.
当然哈，我完成了这个我在地上的12
things.
这12件事情之后，我就可以预备好离开这里到天家去。
In my pocket, I wrote 12 things. When I finish my work, I'm going home.
在我的口袋里头，我都写了12样事情。当我一完成这12样事，我就可以预备回天家。
You know what God wants you to do in this life.
你会清楚明白神要你这一生做的事情。
I even know 15 years ahead when I was older what I'm going to do in my ministry.
我甚至知道呢，十五年之后呢，当我年纪更长的时候，我应该做什么样子的侍奉。
And when I was praying,
当我在祷告的时候
，I begin to sense a flow like water flowing in my being.
我里面就开始感到那个水流呢，运行在我的。
And the more it flowed, the more I sensed the joy and the peace.
它越多的涌流的时候，我越多感受到平安跟喜乐。
I begin to understand that when there is such a sensation, I know I am in the will of God.
我开始明白，当我有这样子的一个属灵的这种感觉的时候，我就知道我是在神纯全的旨意里面了。
When I pray for certain matter, I don't feel any sensation. I felt the absence of peace. Then I know this is not what God wants.
当我为某件事情祷告的时候，我的感官属灵的感官没有觉得有平安喜乐，那么我就知道呢，神并不愿意我做这样的事。
And one of theexperience that you agree with me when you learn to have a habit of prayer.
好，还有另外一个是你们自己每个人都会经验而且会同意的事情，就是说在祷告的事情上面。
When you begin to enter into the spirit of prayer,
当你开始进入灵里面的祷告的时候
，you will come to a realm of knowing in the spirit.
你就进入到那个灵界的里面去了。
When you can look at a person, you just know about the person.
你看一个人的时候，你就认识明白这个人。
Several months ago, a couple invited a very famous man from a certain country to meet me.
几个月前呢，有一对夫妻邀请呢，从另外一个国家来的人来见我。
He was very well known in the country.
那个国家他是一个名人。
But when I met him, the first look, I said, "This man, no."
但是我一看见他，我就说不要，这个人不好。
And he wanted to invite to open up.Beautiful meetings and the Bible schools and so on.
他想邀请我去那边建立学校，还有一些神学院。
I told this couple, don't get involved with them. There's something wrong with this man.
我就跟他们讲说，跟这对夫妻讲说，你不要跟这个人有什么任何的交涉，因为这个人有点问题。
When you begin to live in a spirit of prayer, you live in a dimension of knowing.
当你活在这个祷告的灵的里头的时候，祷告的生命的里头的时候，你就进入了一个认知灵界的这样的一个灵里
面。There are many things you just know.
你很多事情你就是单单马上明白。
Many things once you know, you heard about it, you just know.
很多事情你一看见，你一听见，你就当下明白。
Because the knower is living on the inside of you.
因为呢，这凡事皆知的那一位就住在你的里头。
And the more I learn to pray, then comes the third effects of prayer.
我越多学会祷告，我就呢得到第三种果效。
Suddenly the gift of prophecy comes into operation.
突然之间，说预言的恩赐开始运作。
Just like in Simeon's life, in verse 35 and verse 36.
就好像在西面的生命里头35节跟36节。
When he prophesied in verse 34 and 35, he prophesied about the ministry of Jesus.
35节36节他预言到有关耶稣未来的侍奉。
Jesus was just a little baby.
耶稣才刚诞生呢。
But he gave a powerful prophecy about the ministry of Jesus.
但是呢，他给出大有能力的预言，有关耶稣未来的服事。
I tell you, anyone who lives in prayer will learn how to prophesy.
我告诉你，任何一个会祷告的人，他必会说预言。
Prophesy is an easy thing.
预言呢是相当容易的事情。
The moment you live in prayer, prophecy will operate through your mouth.
你一开始过祷告生活，预言就运作在你的嘴巴里。
He said, I cannot prophesy.
你说我不会说预言。
Spend more time in prayer.
你花更多的时间来祷告。
Learn to have breakthroughs in prayer.
你要学会在祷告事上有所突破。
And prophecy will flow through your lips.
然后预言就要从你的口中涌流出来。
Then the fourth effect of prayer is that revelation begins to flow in my being.
还有呢，第四样果效就是呢，这个启示呢开始涌流在我的里面。
You see.Simeon in verse 28, he took Jesus, the little child, in his arms and he blessed the Lord.
28节，西面他抱起耶稣这小婴孩，然后开始来祝福他。
Now, among all the babies that were dedicated in the temple that day,
那一天有这么多小婴孩被献到神的圣殿里。
How did he know that which was the exact baby that God was telling him?
他怎么知道说神所告诉他的那个婴孩到底是哪一个呢？
He didn't went around and said,Are you Jesus?
他不是到处问说你是耶稣吗？
He went straight to Joseph and Mary and he took the baby and said, This is the one.
他就直接走到玛利亚跟约瑟的面前，然后他说就是这个了。
When you live in prayer, you live in revelation knowledge.
当你活在祷告里头，你就活在智慧跟启示的里面。
Then you begin to tap into the gifts of word of knowledge and the word of wisdom.
然后你就开始跟智慧的恩赐跟智慧的言语跟知识的言语的这样的恩赐呢，就连接起来。
It's beautiful.
真是美妙。
Sometimes people will just marvel at you.
有一些人会觉得好稀奇啊。
One day I look at a brother in the sitting in the second row. I said, "Brother, there's a Coca-Cola bottle on your chest."
有一天我就看到一个弟兄坐在第二排，那我就跟他讲说，有一个什么东西在你的椅子上面。
You're linked to Coca-Cola.
好，可口可乐，在你的桌子上，在你的椅子上。
And later he said he was working in a Coca-Cola factory.
好，然后之后他说好，没错，他是在可口可乐公司上班。
Then the fifth effect of prayer begins that I begin to have rhema of scriptures.
然后呢，第五个果效，祷告出来的果效就是呢，你开始可以在经典当中读出瑞玛的语言。
When you begin a prayerful life,
当你过一个祷告的生活的时候
，somehow scriptures will come to you, and you are able to give a scripture as a counsel to somebody.
然后那个经节就会启示在你里面，你可以用神所启示你的经节来。辅导某一些人。
And suddenly, when you read the Bible, the scriptures come alive.
突然之间，你在读圣经的时候，这经节就活化过来。
Many times, I cannot even finish one scripture.
很多时刻，我甚至都没有办法呢，详细把这一个经节阐释的完全。
Many people read one chapter and find nothing.
很多人读了整章啊，都还找不到亮光
呢。But once you live in prayer, even one scripture is powerful enough to feed your soul.
但是你一活在祷告的生活里头呢，只单单一个经节就足够带着大能跟启示。
But I tell you, even one word is enough to feed your soul.
但是我告诉你，有时候单单就只有一个字，就足以喂养你的灵魂。
Sometimes one scripture will last me for 6 months.
有时候单单就是一个经节，它可以维持我六个月的属灵生命。
Then suddenly I understood what the Bible is all about. I began to understand scriptures.
突然之间我就明白了这圣经到底记载是什么，我可以明白那整个经节所要阐释的意义。
People ask me, where do you learn it from? Is it from Bible school?
很多人就问我说，你到底从哪边学对这样子新的亮光？
I say I receive it in prayer.
我说我在祷告中领受的。
When you begin to pray, sometimes you teach.Things that are very deep because the Holy Spirit inspire and illuminate your mind.
当你开始祷告的时候，你所教导出来的东西是非常深刻的，因为是圣灵的亮光照在你里头，他来启示你的。
And then comes the sixth benefit of prayer.
然后我们来看第六种祷告生活带出的果效。
I am convinced the more you learn to pray,
我深信当你越多学会祷告
，suddenly the gift of faith will operate in your soul.
突然呢，那个信心的恩赐就可以运作在你的灵魂。
Suddenly you become very bold.
突然之间你就刚强壮。
You may be a weak person.
也许先前是软弱的。
But when you spend more time in prayer,
但是你越多花时间祷告
you become very bold.
你就成为勇敢的人。
Bold to perform in the power of the Spirit in healings and deliverance.
你有这样的勇敢呢，知道要怎么样做医治跟释放的服事。
I remember in 1987.
我记得在那1987年的时候。
After spending time in prayer.
在我祷告完之后。
It was in a crusade.
那是一个布道会。
I saw a man was sitting in a wheelchair.
我看到一个人坐在轮椅上。
Suddenly, the boldness came.
突然间，我里面就有了这样的一个勇敢的心。
I never prayed for a cripple.
我以前从来没有为白脚人祷告。
I just grabbed hold of him and said, "Walk in Jesus' name."
然后呢，我就抓住他，我说，奉耶稣名起来行走。
And the man began to walk and give testimony in the stage.
这个人呢，马上起来走路做见证。
And when I pray for people who are in deliverance,
当我在释放聚会的时候为人祷告
，it will be very bold.
我会非常的勇敢
Come out!
出来
And they will be out.
然后就出去了
I remember that I loved to do deliverance in my early days.
我早期的时候非常喜欢做释放的服事
From 1987 to 89, I and my elder was the main person to do deliverance on every Saturday.
1987到1989年的时候我都跟我一位长老一起做释放的服事
It's fun casting out devils.
你知道吗？赶鬼可是相当有趣的事哦。
Because when you pray, you receive power.
因为当你祷告的时候，你就领受能力。
And you can give a black eye to the devil.
然后呢，你就呢给魔力治魔鬼治力的一拳打开，
魔
黑眼圈出来，出来奉耶稣的名。
And they come out.
然后他就出来了。
Now, one thing I want to teach you.
有一件事情我要教导你们。
When you do deliverance,
当你做释放的时候
，must able to do spring cleaning on yourself after deliverance.
好，你一定要呢。释放完之后，你必须要好好做完全的清洁。
Because there will be side effects of the deliverance.
因为你做完释放呢，会有一些副效用出来。
Some people after doing deliverance, those spirits are still watching you.
你知道吗？你做释放完之后，那些邪灵还在旁边观看你。
That was my experience. I began to learn more about deliverance.
那是我的经验，所以我越多学会有关侍奉的服事。
Because we deal a lot with witchcraft.
因为我们常面对巫术的邪灵。
And then the seven benefits of prayer.
然后呢，这个祷告的第七样果效是。
The Bible says in verse 25 that the Holy Ghost come upon Simeon.
那二十五节谈到说，圣灵就降临到西面身上。
Suddenly when I pray.
突然间，当我祷告的时候。
I felt the touch of God upon my life.
我就发现到呢，神就触摸到我的生命。
At first when I feel it, it was like a warm heat.
起初我有感受，就觉得好像是一阵暖流。
But later I found out that it was a touch of the Holy Spirit.
然后稍后我发现到原来是圣灵的触摸。
I began to pray. I began to understand that God anoint me with the anointing oil of the Spirit.
我开始祷告之后，我就发现到原来神是用那个油来膏抹我了。
I began to understand that through prayer I receive an impartation of the anointing.
我发现到透过祷告的时候呢，我竟然呢就直接从神领受那个恩膏了。
There was one time in prayer.
有一次祷告的时候。
I said, Lord, I don't want to teach simple things from the Bible.
我说主啊，我不想教那个圣经上面那些简单的事情。
Open my eyes to know deep truths.
打开我的眼睛，让我看见更深刻的真理。
And I went in prayer.
然后我继续祷告。
And one day the teaching anointing came upon my life.
有一天呢，教导的恩膏就临到我的生命里。
Nobody lay hand on me.
没有人为我按手。
Through prayer, the anointing came.
透过祷告，恩膏临到。
And from that moment,
从那时刻起
，when I opened my Bible,
我一打开我的圣经
，they say it's very different about your teaching today.
他说，哎，你的教导都跟别人不一样。
There is an anointing to teach.
那就是教导的恩膏了。
If you want any anointing, pray and seek the face of God.
你如果要任何的恩膏，你好好祷告，寻求主的面。
Do you know that in every office there are seven layers of anointing?
你知道吗？在每一个办公室，它都有七层的恩膏。
Begin to aspire for the greater anointings in God.
你一定要好好的、更多的来寻求那个恩膏。每种职事里面有七种恩膏。
And then the eighth.Effects of prayer.
然后第八个祷告带来的果效。
The Bible says God blessed the ministry of Simeon.
圣经上面告诉我们说，神就祝福西缅的服事。
Simeon only had one ministry work.
西缅他就只有一个服事的工作。
He came, took the baby, blessed the baby, prophesied, kaput died.
他呢就只有一个服事，祷告，然后呢到圣殿。把耶稣抱起来祝福说一言然后就准备回天家
And his ministry is recorded in the Bible.
而你知道吗？他单一的服事竟然就记载在圣经的里头。
So his ministry is very brief, but it's recorded in the Bible.
他的服事相当简短，但是被记载在圣经里面。
When you work the works of God in the spirit of prayer, your works will be remembered.
当你在祷告里面跟神同行，你的所有的事情就永远被神纪念。
When you work the works of God under the spirit of prayer, your works will remain a monument before the eyes of God.
你所做的任何事工，如果你是借着祷告来服事的话，那么你所做工的果效永远被神纪念，在神的眼中，他为你建立一个极大的纪念碑。
Many people do the works of God, but they are not remembered after they die.
很多人做了很多神的工，但是他死后都不被纪念。
Because when Simeon walked with God, Simeon also walked with God.
因为当西面为主做工的时候，他也同时与主同行。
And God tonight say, when we live a life of prayer, we must walk in the footsteps of Simeon.
所以呢，主神今天晚上就告诉我们说，当我们要进入祷告生活的时候，我们就必须要跟随着西面的祷告的脚中行。
And then God will bless your ministry life. God will bless your spiritual life.
神必要来祝福你的侍奉，也要祝福你属灵的生命。
Any man that lives a life of prayer becomes a Simeon.
任何一个过祷告生活的人就成为一个西面了。
Everyone that lives in prayer becomes a spiritual Simeon.
每一个活在祷告生活里面的人，他就成为一个属灵的西面人了。
What is Simeon?
到底西面是什么意思？
Simeon in the original means hearing.
西面原文意思是听的意思。
The moment you live in prayer, you become a Simeon. You will learn to hear from God.
你一开始祷告呢，你就成为西面，你开始可以从神听到声音。
The eight effects of prayer is that.Prayer will produce spiritual life.
神必要来祝福你的侍奉，也要祝福你属灵的生命。
Any man that lives a life of prayer becomes a Simeon.
任何一个过祷告生活的人就成为一个西面了。
Everyone that lives in prayer becomes a spiritual Simeon.
每一个活在祷告生活里面的人，他就成为一个属灵的西面人了。
What is Simeon?
到底西面是什么意思？
Simeon in the original means hearing.
西面原文意思是听的意思。
The moment you live in prayer, you become a Simeon. You will learn to hear from God.
你一开始祷告呢，你就成为西面，你开始可以从神听到声音。
The eighth effect of prayer is that prayer will produce a hearing heart.
第八个祷告所带来的果效就是祷告可以生发出听觉的果效。
Many people are seeking to hear the voice of God.
很多人都在寻求听神的声音，
but they couldn't hear the voice of God.
但是却听不着，
because they're not willing to pay the price of prayer.
因为他们不愿意付出祷告的代价。
I guarantee you, when you learn to pay the price of prayer, you is going to hear the voice of the living God.
我亲爱的朋友，跟你保证，当你愿意付出代价来祷告的时候，你必要从神领受他的声音。
Not only that, if you persevere in prayer, you are going to hear the audible voice of God.
不单单是这样，当你持守继续不断的祷告的时候，你连那个耳朵听见那个都可以直接听到神发出的大声音。
When you live in prayer, you begin to develop a hearing heart.
当你在祷告的生活里面的时候，你就发展出一种心中的那个属灵的听觉。
From that day onwards, you live a life of communion.
从那天开始以后呢，你就活着一种与主交通的生活。
You are talking to Jesus, and Jesus is talking to you in an unceasing manner.
哈，你呢就可以跟主说话，主跟你说话是永远没有止息的。
You begin to able to talk to Jesus and hear what Jesus talks back to you.
你可以呢这样子跟耶稣说话，而且你可以听得见主怎么样来回应。
And you become very sensitive to the move of God.
然后你就开始对于神的运作非常的敏感。
You know where God is moving.
你就知道神到底在哪边运作。
Just several months ago in July in Los Angeles.
好，几个月前七月在洛杉矶。
I was in 江秀群。
江秀群牧师那里。
And so we having the meeting.
那张有个聚会。
And on the final day, I say, now the Holy Spirit is on the left side.
那最后一天我就说，好，现在圣灵呢是在左边。
And all the people looking at me.
每个人瞪着我瞧。
The pastor was looking at me.
那牧师瞪着我瞧。
He said, "Are you sure?"
他说你确定吗？
I said, "It's on the left side."
我说他确实在。
I said, "I just saw a cloud just move to the left."
我看到那个云彩呢，就移向左边。
And then the Toronto laughter begins on the left side.
结果你知道吗？那多伦多的那个喜笑啊，就从左边开始。
And the laughter gone very loud on the left side.
然后呢，那个笑声呢非常大。
I said, "Thank you for confirming this work."
我说谢谢你啊，主啊，你借着这个喜笑声来印证我所说的话。
You begin to understand where God is moving.
你开始明白神是怎么样来运作的。
So learn to live a life of prayer.
所以要学会过祷告的生活。
Then your Christian life becomes an adventure.
然后呢，你的基督徒生活就成为一个充满冒险啊的生活了。
Then Christian life is going to be a very fun life.
你基督徒生活就成为非常有趣的生活了。
Don't you know living a Christian life is not boring?
啊、你不知道吗？过基督徒生活不是很无聊无趣的。
It's fun.
很有趣的。
The more you pray,
你越多的祷告。
The more you say, "Ooh, what is this?"
你越多，哇，这是什么
？Power.
能力啊。
And you understand many benefits of prayer.
然后你就可以明白，而且领受祷告所带来的许多的好的果效。
So I pray that you become like Simeon.
所以我就祷告你每一个人都成为一个西缅。
And you will sense the move of Jesus in your life.
然后你就可以体会到、领受到耶稣运行在你的。
You will know exactly the will of God in your own life.
而且你就确确实实知道神他要成全在你身上的旨意。
Simeon know that before he died, he will see the Messiah.
西面非常清楚，在他死之前，他必要看见弥赛亚。
Oh, may God open heaven and reveal His plans for your life.
愿神打开天窗来向你启示他为你一生所预备的计划。
It is time to seek the face of God.
此时此刻是寻求主面的时候了。
It is time to say, "Lord, I want to have a breakthrough."In prayer.
此时此刻正是你跟神说主啊我愿意在我祷告生活当中有一个突破了
so that I can enjoy the eight benefits of prayer.
好像我可以去享受那祷告之后所带来的八种
果 I want to receive the anointing.
我要来领受恩膏
I want to receive the gifts of God.
我要领受圣灵的恩赐
I want to hear your voice.
我要听你的声音
It's so wonderful to live a life of prayer.
能够过祷告生活实在太美妙了
Do you like to live a life of prayer?
你愿否过一个祷告的生活呢
That is time to pray.
此时此刻是祷告的时机了
It's time to pray.
是祷告的时刻了
They say, "Lord, I will pray."
你说主啊我愿意祷告
Until the spirit of prayer grip my heart.
那祷告到那祷告的灵呢，紧紧抓住我的心。
Amen. And from tomorrow, you say, "Lord, I will pray an hour a day."
然后呢，从明天开始，你跟主说，我愿意天天祷告一个小时。
And then you will say, "Alaba."
啊，你说阿拉巴。
But never mind.
没关系。
We continue to develop perseverance in prayer.
继续的发展这样的一个持续。
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Prayer is wonderful.
祷告太棒了。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you tonight.
天父，我们今晚要谢谢你。
That you have given us an understanding on how to develop a life of prayer.
你赐给我们悟性，叫我们如何教导我们如何来发展一个祷告的生活。
Lord, I pray that as they learn to pray, you impart spiritual desires into their life.
主啊，我祈求你，当我们要来祷告、学习祷告的时候，愿意你传递这样的一个祷告的渴求在我们生命
里。Oh, let them find the great delight in prayer.
叫我们可以在祷告生活当中找到乐趣。
Let them only have one goal in their prayers, that is to seek your face and to find Jesus.
我们在祷告中只定一个目标，就是要寻求主的面，找着耶稣。
So Lord, I ask that you open up their understanding concerning the joy of prayer.
所以主啊，求你打开我们的悟性，让我们可以清楚明白祷告的乐趣。
Lord, we want to pray.
主，我们愿意祷告。
So help all of us to receive that breakthrough.
所以主啊，帮助每一个人都领受一个祷告生活上的突破。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are going to pray right now for people that having the spirit of addiction.
现在我要为那些有成瘾的人、有上瘾的人来祷告。
You find that there are certain things that cannot be broken in your life.
你发现有些东西在你生命中没有办法突破。
Cigarette is an addiction.
抽烟就是一种瘾。
But you need to be broken.
但是呢，这个必须要把它粉碎。
By the touch of the Lord，
借着主神的触摸。
Then we want to pray for you。
然后我要为你祷告。各种瘾。
There are people that are having suicidal tendency。
或者是有一些人很常常愿意，很常常想自杀。
You still like feel like giving up your life。
你常常觉得你想要放弃你自己的生命。
But there's a demonic power that's influencing your life to end your life。
那是邪灵的工作，他要来结束你的生命。
And we want to pray that there are people that your body sometimes feel like needles, pains all over your body。
还有呢，有些人呢，那就是他们的背部呢，老是觉得有针在刺一样。
And someone also feel that there's something wrong with your blood。
有些人就觉得好像血液里头出了状况。
And we want to pray for you。
我要为你们来祷告。
And we will pray for people that still bear that hatred in their hearts。
还有有一些人心中怀恨。
So let's pray。
我们来祷告。
Close your eyes. Let's close our eyes。
先我们先闭上我们的眼睛。
Now if you are really going through a troubled time because of addiction。
如果呢，你真的因为瘾的关系，叫你生活过得这么凄惨。
Now eyes are closed。
现在闭上眼睛。
Now, if you are going through the trouble, would you lift up your hand?
你如果愿意离开这样的一个凄惨的境况，请你举手好吗
？Just lift up your hands.
你举起你的手。
There is one particular person that needs to be free from cigarette addiction.
好，有特定的人呢，实在需要必须要从那个香烟的瘾中被释放。
Father, we come before you.
天父，我们来到你面前。
We break the spirit of addiction.
我们打破这个成瘾的邪灵。
We command the spirit of nicotine to leave.
好，我们命令了尼古丁的邪灵离开。
That you set them free.
释放他们得自由，就是现在。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Then there is at least two of you having a suicidal tendency.
还有呢，有一些人可能有自杀的情。
Now you are influenced by a demonic power which you can't see.
哈，那是你所看不见的邪灵的工作。
They influence you.
他们影响了你。
Now you are the person as eyes are closed.
好，现在闭上眼睛。
Then lift up that hand.
然后那呢
？There is two of you.
有两个人。
One, two, three, four.
好，举手哈。
Let's pray. Father, we come before you.
天父，我们来你面前。
We take authority over the demonic powers that influence their life.
好，我们现在奉耶稣的权柄，要叫那个。影响他们生命的那个邪灵离开。
We bind that forces。
我们捆绑他。
That spirit of death, leave them in the name of Jesus。
死亡的邪灵，奉耶稣名离开他们。
Hallelujah。
Hallelujah。
Then there is someone that's having that hatred。
还有有些人心中怀恨。
Your hatred now has come to become like a demonic forces。
现在那个仇恨呢，到一个地步已经成为邪灵的势力。
As eyes are closed。
闭上眼睛。
And you are struggling in this area.
你里面有这样的一个挣扎。
I want to pray right now.
现在我们要为你祷
告。Lift up that hand.
双手高举。
Yes, yes. We rebuke that spirit of hatred.
我们斥责那仇恨的邪灵。
We command it to go in Jesus' name.
命令他现在离开，奉耶稣的名。
Right now.
就是现在。
Right now.
就是现在。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
And then we have people who are suffering from.The pains in the body like needles poking you.
还有有些人背部呢，好像常觉得针在刺一样。
Now, if you are the person, lift up your hand.
如果你是这样的人，请举手好吗
？And okay, yes, yes.、
啊、
And then there are people also blood condition, something wrong with your blood.
还有有些那个血液好像出了状况。
One of you feel like fainting too.
好像有时候也许你常会觉得想要晕倒。
Now, who's the person?
谁是哪一位
？Just lift the hands. Yes, let's pray.
好，现在我们来祷告。